How many of you are new members since the last meeting? I know. Oof. It's on. No? Talking 1, 2, testing 1, 2. Yeah, it's on. Any new members since last time? Last time we had a bit. Harlan, right? You're the only one, Harlan. Welcome aboard. Yeah. So I'm going to open with prayer. Father, thank you for this church. This church is such a blessing to many people. And we know the church is made up of people and individuals and families. I thank you for each one of them. I pray your blessing upon all of them. Lord, and I ask for your favor and blessing on this church as we move forward. Lord, as you have shown us such great favor and blessing in the past. But Lord, we believe that the greatest days are yet to come. And Lord, just lead us and guide us into the future. Lead us and guide us in this meeting today. And we give you the glory because we realize that it's your church. It's not ours. It's yours. It belongs to you. And we thank you, though, for the privilege of serving together with each other and with you in the building up not only of your church, but of your kingdom. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, at this time we will call the meeting to order. And I am going to not do a devotional today. Sometimes I do a devotional. Sometimes I do a devotional with my pastor's report. Just kind of a heads up. I'm not going to do that today. I've been preaching enough here in the last few days, I think, so I... And, yes, Cindy. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I draw my strength from you. I hope you know that. I mean, I draw it from the Bible, of course, in my time with the Lord. But, you know, it's whenever you get down or whatever, it always seems like somebody is always there to give an encouraging word and say, Pastor, we're praying for you or something like that. You guys are amazing. I'm not just saying that. You're led by the Lord. You always know what to say and when to come through. So I appreciate you. And this church has got servers. You look for churches. Churches aren't like this. They're really not. You're special. I just want you to know that. Appreciate every one of you. And I know I can call any of you, and you'll do anything within your power. And I appreciate that. So God bless you. So I'm going to call the meeting to order. Or did I do that already? I don't have, like I said, I don't have the devotional, but the next thing on is the reading of the minutes. So I'm going to ask James to come and share the minutes from last time.
I don't have the date on here, but it was about a year and a half ago. We called to order at 1:40. The devotional was I Love the Church. We recognize new member Caitlin, Marge, Karen, and Ken. I read the minutes. Dave moved to accept. Someone seconded. I didn't even write down who it was, and it passed. The reports were pastor, youth pastor, treasurer, board, BGMC, WM, prayer partners, and I moved to accept all the reports. Bev seconded. Passed. Elections. Lori moved to close the roster. Glenn second. Passed. There was a 3-year term for me, my term coming up, and I was elected. And then a 1-year term finishing out the vacancy, and Matt was elected. The new business was discussing a digital sign, and then Bev moved to adjourn at 2:54, and Marge seconded. Any questions?
Yeah.
Okay, a motion to accept the minutes. All right, Glenn, second. Fran? Okay. All in favor, say aye. All right. So I'm going to leave it up to, with your permission, the department heads who wrote reports, if they want to talk, or if they would just rather have you read their reports. But they would be available for any questions that you might have. So I'm gonna take the time to go through mine, because I want to publicly thank the people here. Last year was one of the most exciting years we have ever had since Debbie and I have been pastoring here. And I mean that. I mean, we've done a lot of things in the past. Building the church that year was special. But what made last year so special to us was the unity that we felt. I mean, I've never felt such a bond. And I commend you for that. We have a congregation that is deep in their walk with the Lord. And we really do. And that, I think, is unique, to have people this spiritually mature. So you keep me on my toes. You really do. I can't let you pass me in Bible knowledge or something. So I just keep studying. So we enjoy working with the board, and appreciate all of them. James and Dan and Matt, Pastor Josh and Annette with the treasurer and the finances. I enjoy working with all of you department heads, all the leadership teams. My friendships come out of working together with you guys, really. Can't think of better friends than that. Iron sharpens iron, and it's our joy to serve you and with you all. So thank you to all who are involved. And there's Cindy with the women, and Fran with the prayer partners, and Donda's Sunday school, Pastor Josh with the youth and his worship team. Everybody's doing a great job, so thank you. Just kind of rehearse some of the things we did. This was a while back now, but in February, we had a Valentine's dinner. Next year's report is not going to be nearly so full because of the COVID thing. We really kind of shut down for a bit, but we had a great time fellowshipping, eating, playing games. I still remember some of those games. I still have pictures in my mind. Trying to get the, yeah, I remember that. You did it though, didn't you, Sue? Got the cookie from the forehead into the mouth. Paula did too. There was a few people that did. You know what? We should have been playing that up on the video screen. Yes. The church ran another successful center shot program that started in March. So thank you for the guys and gals that were involved in that. In April, we performed our annual Living Last Supper. Attendance again was high. Lives were changed. Makes everything worthwhile when people come to Christ. In May, we hosted a district event called Next Level Workshop, where Assemblies of God churches joined with us in that workshop. We were privileged to host it because it was for rural churches, and we are considered a rural church. In July, we had a huge group for an ATV outing to Birchwood. In August, we did a dinner cruise on the Stillwater River boats. That was very well attended. There was a lot of people that came for that. We had a busy October. Brad Hunt came for a Holy Spirit conference that followed a sermon series I did on the Holy Spirit. We had a great missions convention weekend. It was very inspiring, and our district and national leaders were very impressed. We made it into some newspaper things from the district, and a picture of all of our children dressed up. Everyone enjoyed that. The women brought in, or thanks to Annette for the delicious meal on Saturday night, and then the women brought in different ethnic foods on Sunday. We hosted a first aid course taught by Dave Gamble, and I know he's not here, but would like to thank him for that great instruction and making the class so fun to attend. He's a great guy, and he always makes it enjoyable to attend something like that. Melcine's hosted a fellowship and ATV ride also in October. Thank you guys for the fun time. And I know it's work for them. They got to go around and cut branches and stuff down, and we appreciate it. I always enjoy that. This year, not the one we're talking about, but this year the attendance was great again. So everybody's going to have to go. You don't know what you're missing if you're not there. In November, we packed close to 100 shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child. I didn't have the exact number. Then it was the most we had ever done. Now we top that. It's the most we have ever done. So thank you all for making it such a success. We took the senior group to a 50-plus dinner in Hymnsing in Dallas. Everyone enjoyed themselves and wanted to host it. You guys wanted to host it this year in May, but then COVID hit, and we were not unable to do that. I told them we're still first on the list for when they open it back up. So we had our annual pie social before Thanksgiving. In December, we delivered fruit baskets and poinsettias to widows in the church and in our area. From time to time, we show faith-filled, uplifting movies as an outreach. I think we did that twice that year, last year. So, and while I'm thinking of shoeboxes before it slips my mind, thanks to Debbie and Joan, they have put labels on all the boxes. If I could ask a favor of you, and that would be to carry them out to our van when we're done here today. I have to go to Minnesota tomorrow. LaVon is being buried in Minnesota. So I have to go to Minnesota for the burial. And we're hoping to take in shoeboxes tomorrow night. So if I don't get a chance to load them up for time restraints on me, you would be a big help if you could do that today for us. Okay. So, let's love Pastor and Debbie. Yes, Cindy.
It's hosted by the WMs.
See, you get points for that, Cindy. Don't try to give them away. Take credit for that. All right, I think we'll just accept all the reports at once. Anybody have any questions for me? Okay, then who's next? Yes.
Do you know how many people we got watching the services online at the present time?
Today we had problems. Do we know? Okay. It's harder to keep track now. All I can say is I was curious last week, and I went home and looked. And sometime by that evening, there had been 30 people that had watched it on YouTube. Yeah, probably when you think about, you know, when you think about all the people that are watching. Yeah. So. So 9 on YouTube and 22 plus.
Another 22, so 44.
44.
Really?
Yeah. And that's just a few, so there might be 20 people at each time. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Two, so
it's
about 90 people.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what? And we should thank the guys. Let's give them a clap for their. I mean, they literally kept us going, and now we're still continuing to reach people. And it's really neat. I had somebody message me and say, because I have a tendency to forget about people watching online, reminding me that there's people watching online. I said, well, Pastor, you gave an invitation, and nobody in church responded, but you got to remember there are people watching to speak to them too, so. It was a great reminder for me. So there are, and we pray that those people are being touched and challenged too. So, all right, so next would be the youth pastor's report. We'll ask Pastor Josh to come. I think he's going to get fancy. Sure. It'd be nice to know you're watching.
All right, well, rather than read through my report, I decided it's maybe better to show you some things that we've done. So keep in mind, a lot of these things on these videos are probably like 2 years old now, because this meeting was supposed to be back in May. And are we good to go, Saya? All right. So thank you. Thank you for your support of the youth. And it just, I love this group of kids. And I think it ministers to me more than you know, that your support to us and the youth of our church. And one great thing that maybe you didn't know, speaking about Youth Alive, is that back in January, they actually brought Terrence Talley back to speak to the faculty of the schools. And that was probably something that most people weren't even aware that they had brought him back for a third time to come speak to all the adults. So definitely Youth Alive has made a huge impact in our school districts. And that all happened because of the vision of this church and the youth of this church. So I'm really, really proud of them. Other than that, you got to see a lot of the highlights. Are there any questions for me? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Again, I'm so thankful for the team that God has put together. You know, just bringing everybody together. I mentioned it, I think, last week. I couldn't do it without all of them and all the talent that everybody brings. It's a team effort, and I'm really grateful just to see how God brought all that together and just fit it all together. And thank you. I mean, I was talking with Rick, the drummer. He's like, he's played drums at a lot of different places, and he's like, you can feel the Spirit come back to you when you're up there. You can just feel the worship. You can feel the Spirit just respond back to you when you're up there. And he's like, I've never felt anything like that. And he played drums at another church in Eau Claire for quite a while. So I thought that was pretty cool that he observed that too. So thank you for your commitment to Jesus and your worship. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think I had some downtime, so I thought, well, it'd be cool to put that together. I figured some people might have questions. What were they all doing standing on the chairs with the cups? It was some kind of object lesson where I had them sucking popcorn on the straw and then they had to try to drop it in the cup below them. I don't remember what the object lesson was or what I was... nobody was harmed, no. But it was just one of those object lessons that had a teaching point. All right. Annette, you're up.
Thank you. I don't want to bore you with all of the numbers, so you can see them here. But our balance at the end of 2018 was $30,023.78. Our income, mostly from offerings, was $171,125.72 for 2019. Our expenses were $156,456.25. That left our checking account balance at $14,669.47. We had, at the end of 2019, we had $2,455 in our designated giving for our sign that we're going to be putting out on the highway. And then we started a maintenance fund for repairs that are going to be needed for the church. We ended 2019 with $28,576.07 in that account. So our total accounts the end of 2019 were $43,245.54. So currently, as of the end of October this year, we have just over $8,000 in that account right now. Yeah, around $12,000 for that. For the sign. Yeah. Our general ledger right now, October. We have to wait till, no, just kidding. Right now, it's the end of October, it was 39,000. And then our maintenance fund was 38,000. Yeah. Well, no, that was our checking account interest. No. Yeah. Any other questions? You're welcome. My pleasure. Mm-hmm. Yes, God is amazing, and you guys are very faithful.
Thank you, Annette. So if you add up the general checking fund and the maintenance fund, that's like 70-some thousand that we have, which has been, you know, a long time to get back that up, that high again. So that's amazing, and I want to thank you, too. And you know, you put a new roof on the parsonage this year. This wasn't for... That was this year, and we were able to pay for that out of the general fund, so we didn't even have to reach into the maintenance fund for that. So that's wonderful. All right, who's next? Did you want to say something, Cindy?
I don't get the opportunity to thank the women in this church, so I'm going to do it right now. Wow. When Shelley asked me to do this, I just went, no, I'm not doing it. I don't know anybody. Della said, I'll help you. I said, okay, let's try. And I have just been amazed at the love that flows out of the women in this church. It's just amazing. When I need help, we put a notice out, and you step up. And I just want to compliment you, because I couldn't do this alone by any means. And I don't get scared anymore when I get a notice Sunday night at 10:30. We got 125 people, and it's just like, oh, we got a lot of women in our church, so we will do fine. So thank you. Thank you very much. Also for the Bible study that we do, we get a great turnout of women there. What I find to be really heart-touching is when these women come to Bible study and they can use that study in today's life, and they get encouragement from Daniel. Even though someone asked us, why are we studying Daniel? We now know why we're studying Daniel, and it's a grand study, and it really has enriched our lives. So thank you, women, very much. I really appreciate how you give to the Lord. Thank you.
You what? You should say a word? Yeah, sure. It's your turn, I believe. Come on. Fran gave me this report back in, I don't know, March or something like that. Long, long time ago.
So you can read this. I'm not going to go through this. I just want to thank everybody who did show up when we were having our prayer time. It wasn't the most convenient time. We used to have it after in the multi-purpose room, when we'd have our get-together there, and we'd pray for an hour after that. Everybody wanted to go home. They were tired, whatever. But we had dedicated prayer warriors in there, and I want to thank everybody who just showed up for that, and the spouses who waited around for their other spouse to get out of the prayer room and so that they could go home. And so I just wanted to thank everyone. I believe that was the foundation that was laid for the prayer group that we're having now, which I think is hugely successful. And God is moving in this church, and he's moving through our prayers, and we're seeing miracles like never before. And I've noticed a unity in our church that we've had since, well, the prayer partners started. And a lot of you have had prayer partners, and those of you who don't, you need a prayer partner. So I'm always trying to bring that up. But anyway, I just wanted to thank all of you, and I just praise you, Lord, for what you're doing in this church, and I thank God for this church.
Thank you, Fran, and getting all that groundwork. And it is important to pray with people, to have that connection. You're gonna talk for BGMC, or you don't need to? Your report will speak for itself. Yeah.
Mine's not cool.
December, the first of December, right?
Huh?
You'll have it the first part of December.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, over our district.
Oh, as a district. Yeah. Yeah. They set a really high goal this year, and now with COVID, I don't know how they're doing, but yeah. But it's a great ministry, boys and girls. Missionary, what is it?
Challenge.
I still want to say crusade. You know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. You can't change names on me in the middle. When I get older, I don't remember. So, thank you. The only old business really is the sign. And do you have any questions on the sign or anything like that? We have given the go-ahead to the people on that committee to start working toward that. We're looking at a digital sign, and that's, we're putting, you know, they'll come back with some proposals, you know, for you. But I think Dave Plank is on that. I don't know how you're going to come back and forth to be on that committee, but we kind of given them the go-ahead to do that, so that I think we're getting close enough. If we do like a $12,000 sign, that if we made a pitch, you know, we could come pretty close to raising the rest of that money. So we'll let them work on it.
Well, if we do pitch, could we also, I mean, they were still a little bit short, could we need to take another general fund or maintenance money?
That would be your decision, I guess, or if you would want to do that if we get close. If you want to do that, that would be fine. Sure, sure. So is that in a form of a motion that you're making a motion that the church could spend up to $15,000 on a sign? Okay. Is there a discussion on that? You like it? Anybody not like it? You can speak. Everybody? All right. You forgot to get a second. I need a second on that. A second on that. All right. So all in favor of that, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right. You guys got your work cut out for you. Yep. Who's on that committee? I know you and James too. Okay. All right. Well, guys, get busy on that. Ooh. And I know that there's been a lot of people given money for that in memory of others, so I would like to see it done. I really wouldn't. I agree. I think we should just take the money out and do it. Yes, Harlan. There is electricity already there.
The only
so we can change the sign from in here or something. Yay.
Debbie will be dead. I don't think so. What a blessing.
All right. I wasn't given anything for new business, but if anybody has anything, you know, you'd like to bring up at this time, or if any of the board members have any input, yes, Glenn.
Were you mentioning anything about church security? We know we had a few meetings on that in the past. Is there any more updates on that?
It's a good question. Anybody want to take that? All right. Are we ready to move to the election then? Yes, James. Oh, yeah. Thank you. See, my brain, I'm brain fogged here. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Then we would also entertain a motion to close the roster at this point.
I make a motion to close the roster.
Okay, Glenn, second. Dave, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
And how many people do we have?
32.
32 voting members. Okay, so now the way this works since we changed the bylaws is that the nominations can come from you today as well as the nominating committee. The nominating committee has nominated Matt, who's the incumbent, and then Ken Leach and Tom Moe. And what you can do today is vote for anyone who's a member to nominate them. So that will be the first ballot. They'd be nominating only. So you can vote for anybody who meets the qualifications, which is, I believe, everybody here. You have to be a member for a year. Harlan would be the one that would be closest, but it's been over a year for you. Probably not. Okay, so he would be the only one excluded, I guess. So do you understand? So basically, you can vote for anybody at this point, and then the guys will come out, and they'll tell us who's been nominated. First ballot. Just one name, yes. Yeah, not the existing board members. And with this one, all we need is a list of names. We don't need any totals or anything that. Like that, so. It's Matt's term who's up. He's running again. This would be a 2.5-year term. It's a 3-year term, I mean, but we've already gone through half of this year, so. He's graciously stayed on for this time. This one is only a nominating one. This is just a nomination. So everybody, yeah, we'll just get names and not numbers with this one. Just
so are we just on wait mode right now?
Yes.
Anybody knows where that spray of flowers on the piano could go, please let me know.
Yes, Glenn. Oh, Lynn and Cindy. They'd appreciate, they're not feeling well. We got what? They're not feeling well. Lynn was over. It was over here Tuesday night. Yeah, she hasn't been feeling well. So take one to Parkview and one to
the.
Oh, the other ones are spoken for. Just the one on the piano. Okay. All right. Was it probably came from Parkview? One of them. I wonder. Maybe. Yeah.
So these people, we all vote on them, or how's this?
Yeah. Work? Yeah. The only. Okay. Now you can only vote on these people. These are the people that are nominated. Okay. No particular order. Matt Hawkins, Ken Leach, Tom Moe, Glenn Melsine, Al Kravi. So those are the people that have been nominated. Now, if you would cast your vote for one of them. Yes. Al wants his name removed. I kind of figured because I talked to him before, and he's had enough of that. Okay, let me read it again. Matt Hawkins, Ken Leach, Tom Moe, Glenn Melsine. That's it, because we took off Al. And there's how many on the roster? So 17 is needed for an election for this time. So go ahead and write. And then let's pray before we cast this ballot. Glenn wants his name removed. What did I do with it? Stand up. Matt, Tom's not here. He's working. Ken's on the road. He's working too. So Matt, there's nobody else, right, then? Matt's the only one here. So let's pray. Father, I thank you for these men, all these men in the church. Lord, they are such a blessing. And I thank you for those that are willing to serve on the board in an official capacity. And I pray your will would be done here as we lift these up to you in Jesus' name. Amen. So. Anyone else got anything? Any comments? Brittany, did you roll that paper up 100 times? Do you know you can only fold a paper, piece of paper, so many times, no matter how big it is? Ask me how I know that. I've tried.
Do we have any poll watchers out there?
No. Oh. I forgot. You got to stop voting right now. We'll pick it up tomorrow morning. It's good to laugh about it because it's, otherwise it's so so tenseful. Yes. It's good for the soul.
Good for the soul.
I'm just laughing when somebody out there picks it up and everybody else.
Yeah. Like crying. Yeah. Start crying.
Yeah.
One of my favorite scenes in a movie is this guy has cancer and he's gonna cure himself through laughter. So he watches funny movies. He laughs at everything. And one day he had apple juice and he didn't drink it all. He set it down and the nurse comes in and she picks up the apple juice. She thought it was a urine sample. Said, it looks a little cloudy. He says, oh, let me run it through again. And he drinks it. It is a true story. The movie was true. I don't know that. That's where it came from? I did not know that. Well, you learned something. Okay, so we do have an election. Congratulations, Matt. You've been reelected. So you are stuck with us for another 2.5 years. So thank you for serving. Matt he's been a great addition to the board. We appreciate him. Thank you. Thank you. So, was there a motion to adjourn? Okay, Bev, and is there a second? Rod? Second, and that's it. So let's just pray. Father, as we leave here today, we will leave here with your peace, and I pray your protection upon each person. Lord, I just build a hedge of protection around them. This world is a precarious place in which we live, but we are thankful that we can be the church and we can let our light shine for you as we go out into this world in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. And Lord, let us have opportunity to stand for you, to speak for you, and to show forth your praises. For your glory, we ask this. In Jesus' name, amen. So you're dismissed.